think, well, that's garage.
Hello, Pinkies. This is the co-host emeritus of the Pink Wheelnuts Garage, welcoming you to a live edition of the Pink Wheelnuts Garage. And our chief mechanic, freshly pillaged from Canada, is rounding the corner. It's the Faye driver. Hello, Faye.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my pillage. Well, is pillage being... I guess pillage isn't necessarily a good thing.
Well, you know, you have
your perspective.
Right, you have a choice. You can either be raped or you can be pillaged.
You can be a top or a bottom.
Pitcher or a catcher.
Right. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pink Wheelnuts Garage. That was the Laughing Buddha, as you heard. How are you doing tonight, Laughing Buddha?
I'm doing excellent.
I see you made it home safe and sound.
I did, after a wonderful trip to see you and Mark in Canada, and also meeting Eric and Brenda Boo up in the Vancouver, British Columbia. I had a lovely time. I want to thank you again for your extreme hospitality. It was much appreciated, and I sure enjoyed it.
Well, that's very good, and you're very welcome, of course. We are glad you had a good time, Mr. Anderson and I. So, thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
So I was thinking, you know, I should start hitting you guys up for reviews, because I should start a bed and breakfast. What do you think of that?
it's totally 4 out of 5 stars.
4 out of 5. Fantastic. Thank you very much. If you could just fill out this handy comment card and instruct us how we might serve you better for our future customers.
Well, I would certainly take the survey.
Speaking of you, yeah, go ahead.
Did you get to ride in all the vehicles?
I did.
And how was that?
It was amazing. The spy car is extreme comfort and functionality and efficiency.
Good.
And you know, it occurred to me, Laughing Buddha, that you actually never got to ride in the front seat, I don't think. Did you?
Well, that's okay. I'm more of the guy in the back of the limo kind of person. I don't mind being driven around and catered to. So
right.
That was okay by me.
Okay, good. That voice you heard was John from the Ranger John show, The Dark Forest. How are you doing, John?
Good. I'm doing very well tonight, Faye.
We always have this issue with you. The first time we talk to you, you're fuzzy. You're fuzzy again.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Is that better?
No, not just yet. But we'll hang in there with you. I'm going to introduce as well RT Cruiser. Hi, RT Cruiser.
Good morning.
Now, you've been a busy guy too for this last month. I think you've been doing a bit of traveling yourself, haven't you?
I have been. I've been away for a quote men's weekend and all over the place. It's been great fun.
Right, you've been running around in the bushes with no clothes on, or what? What's going on there?
Well, it was a bit cool, so there was no clothes on action. So
that's too bad.
But it was good. Still a good weekend.
Mm-hmm. And did you go to some car shows or something too?
Yeah, we've had a few car runs now that I've had to join a car club. So
good.
Yeah, been getting the cars out, which is good fun.
Someone else who's been getting out in his car is Scotty the Naughty Little Battler. Hello, Scotty.
Hello, Mysterious Bay Driver.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks.
Now, you have a lot of changes coming up in your life. Do you want to talk about it a bit here?
I do, yes. I finished my job yesterday, which in Canada and North America is still today. And Monday, I start a new job, a new contract job anyway.
Right. So, So Poodle McNoodle will want to know, did you have cake at the end of your last job?
We had more cake than even Poodle McNoodle could eat. It was ridiculous.
Well, speaking of Poodle McNoodle, I see there's somebody in the chat room who might be a friend of Poodle's. Laughing Buddha, do you want to tell us, we are live here on Pride 48. If people want to join us in the Pride 48 chat room, they can go over to pride48.com. And Mark, you can tell us who is with us today on the chat.
All right, well, joining us in the chat room is the infamous international celebrity podcaster, Big Fatty. We also have Brenda Boo. Daniel's in the room, as is Gavin. Pillaged in Canada, which I have my suspicions may be Mark in calendar. And, of course, that Peter G. and Toppy Smelly are joining us. So apparently we have four-fifths of the Lotzel team in the chat room.
Right. They're going to have a Lotzel meeting after this, probably. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us in the chat room. Well, guys, we have lots of exciting news to get to, and I'm not sure where to start first. I guess we should go to RT Cruiser, because, as you know, as we've been following here for months on the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage, RT Cruiser bought himself a 1974. Did I get it
eight.
Right?
Eight.
Oh, damn it! You know, I will never learn the proper year for your car, because when I get it, I'm going to go, no, that's not the right number. I always get it wrong, so I'm going to flip. So, 1978 Chrysler New Yorker. Yes, my apologies.
That's all right. I've managed to break it already.
I hear that. So let's back up a little bit. Just give people a little bit of history of where you purchased this car in America. Georgia, I believe, right?
Yep, that's right.
And shipped it over to Australia, and now it's just recently arrived. So catch us up on the day that it arrived in your hands.
Okay, so the day it arrived was the Wednesday after Easter. It was bucketing down with rain, so it arrived in a huge big rainstorm. But I had it delivered to my mechanic, so I was there. I was able to get the day off to see its arrival. We did the, what we call a rego inspection over here, registration inspection, just checking all the lights and everything work. And then you get a pink slip, which just says it's roadworthy. And then you have to take that to our local registry office. Now, I couldn't do that until the Saturday, so the car just sat there for 4 days without me, or 3 days without me being able to touch it or drive it, until I got some number plates to put on it. So I got the number plates, I put them on, I cleaned it on Saturday, and then on Sunday morning I went to take it to Sydney for its first car run, and I broke it about 5 kilometres from home.
Oh, goodness me. Now, what happened exactly? What did you do?
I put the rear demister on, and I got 5 kilometres up the road, and the rear window just shattered.
Oh, no.
So there was a fault with the demister where it had come unstuck on one side, and it was just heating up one spot of the window until it smashed.
That's terrible.
That's not fun.
So this seems fairly significant, because that, for starters, that's a huge piece of glass. And
it's a huge piece of glass, yes.
It's probably discontinued. Can you get these anymore? What have you done?
Okay, there's a specialty glass place, Auto Glass Place in Sydney. They specialise in imported cars, so I rang them. And they've found a back window in America. So now I have to wait for the window to come from America to fit to the car. But it should be covered under insurance.
Well, good.
But just the glass is $780.
Wow.
Plus freight, plus fitting.
Yeah, sure. So the car's been laid up in your garage then?
Yeah, I've been... I want to change all the fan belts and do an oil change. I've got it booked in to get the transmission serviced. So the window stayed in place. I've just covered it with clear plastic.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Contact plastic, so it won't fall out. But
good.
I've just been taking it out every weekend and driving it around the block and putting it back away until I
sure.
Get the
so you've actually been able to drive it, and are you as impressed as you had hoped? How happy are you with the quality of the car?
The car's pretty much as it was described, so it's a very nice condition. It's not perfect. It's not like a show car or anything. It's just for driving around and enjoying. But
sure.
No, very, very impressed with it.
That's terrific. So now, are you going to be taking this to car shows and things when you've got it repaired and stuff?
I will when it's all up and fixed and show worthy. It'll certainly be going to all the car shows.
Okay. Well, good. Well, we hope you're enjoying your car. I mean, that's it's terrific that you finally got you finally got her. Have you named it?
Well, I actually got the name off the previous owner, so her name's Augusta.
Oh, really? Oh, cute. Do you know the reasoning?
Well, the car's color is actually Augusta Green, but it's from Atlanta or Georgia. It's a Georgia car, so right. Augusta really suits it.
Sure. Well, fantastic. There's a question in the chat room for you, RT, from Gavin. He says, will you have issues finding tires for the car?
No, there's a few specialty tire places over here that I'll be able to get the proper white wall tires. They will cost an arm and a leg and possibly a testicle. So the tires on it are new, so hopefully I won't have to do that for a little while yet.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, someone else who has a new car that's just come into his life is John, Ranger John. John, John, before we get into your car, I want to thank you for the Crows podcast you put out. I guess it was last week.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little behind on my shows because, you know, people have been here taking my time away from me, so I haven't been able to listen to show. But you were able to make some sense out of the Crows that I sent you.
Yep. So I made a new opening for my show based on the recording of the Crows that Faye sent me.
Right.
Yep.
I love it. I was very impressed that you were able to do that. It sounds terrific.
Good.
So now, aside from all the Crows, so now what's been going on in your life with regard to cars, John?
Well, I have to say one thing first, and that is that we didn't announce our drinks.
Oh, sure. Well, you start. You go ahead, John.
I am having a vodka martini Gibson.
Okay, so now just explain that for us.
Well, this is actually inspired by, I think, the Laughing Buddha. I forget who was it that had the dirty martini with the olives and the cocktail onions.
Yeah, that would be me.
Yeah, so my drink is inspired by that. So it has cocktail onions, olives, and it's a vodka, you know, little olive juice.
Okay, and Laughing Buddha, what are you having tonight?
Well, this week is after vacation, my first week back, so I'm having a bit of a working man's drink. I have some Clamato juice with a little Worcestershire and hot pepper sauce, mixed with a lovely cream ale. And we've got some drinkers in the chat room, all right. Apparently, Big Fatty has finished the bottle of wine. Gavin has a vodka and 7-Up. And Pillaged in Canada is having barbecue tuna on crackers with a chaser of tap water. He's really living the dream.
And we know now exactly who that is.
Yes,
indeed.
We do.
Mark in calendar.
No, Peter G, it's Clamato juice, not just straight clam juice.
And I am having a, I will call it a lime surprise. Gashella made it for me.
Oh, really?
Everything's a surprise, you know, when you have Gashella make it. I'm having a martini with a freshly squeezed lime and a little bit of apple sour mix with olives and onions.
Is that a gin or a vodka martini?
It's both. I like to go both ways.
Oh. Can you hear me? Can you hear me better now, Faye?
Yes, thank you. You sound terrific.
Okay, good.
And how about, let's see, RT Cruiser. What are you having this morning?
Okay, it was very cold this morning. It's cold and overcast, so I had a Milo, a hot Milo, which is like a chocolate drink.
Right, okay. Scotty, did you get your porridge?
No, I didn't. I just popped down to the Golden Arches. And as you know, I don't touch the Devil's Drop, so I'm having a beautiful fresh orange juice squeezed out McDonald's this morning.
Oh, how lovely. That's very nice. Okay, did I miss anybody? All right then. So, John, now tell us about this new car you have. And firstly, tell us the existing car that you're driving. And where are you? Where is this car and where are you located now, John?
I'm in Rockport, Massachusetts.
Your home base? And this you call your, would you call this your home base?
I would call it like half of my home base.
Okay. and what vehicle do you have there?
Well, we have the original vehicle, which is a Toyota Matrix.
Right.
A 2009 Toyota Matrix. And the new car is a Fiat 500.
Right. So and now, both of these are shared vehicles, right? You share this with Kenty?
Yeah, they're shared vehicles for financially, but I think what's going to happen is that Kenty is going to drive the Matrix and I'm going to drive the Fiat, probably right, pretty much.
So now, tell us about your Fiat. What is the engine? And give us a general description of this car. I'll put a picture in the chat room for everyone.
Okay. The engine, I can't talk about the engine because I don't know anything about it. The engine is in the front. It is a manual transmission.
Okay, so you
five
have a
speed. Yeah, clutch, yep.
Okay.
Five-speed manual transmission. I got that rather than the automatic because all the reviews said that the automatics were kind of sluggish.
Hmm. And how are you finding the car with this?
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Yep.
And how much driving would you do in this car on a weekly basis?
Well, my commute to work is 80 miles round trip. So that and then driving around town.
Right, okay. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Quite a few miles on.
Yep. It's a beautiful car. I like it because it's, well, I have to back up a little bit. The reason that we got this car was we have a very short driveway.
Okay.
And we wanted a second car, and the only two cars that fit in the driveway were the smart car or this car, which is like the second shortest car that is sold in the United States.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, speaking of the size of this car, it has a rear seat, right?
It has a rear seat. It's two doors with a hatch.
Okay. And how would a rear seat passenger find it?
Probably close.
Yeah. But you typically drive the vehicle as a single, it's a single occupant car for the most of the trips it does then. Is that right?
Yeah, single or just a passenger in the front. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So are you pleased with it? Is it living up to your expectations?
Oh, I just absolutely love it. The styling is incredible. You can tell it's not a Japanese car. You just get in it and it's so Italian. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, sure.
John, can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
Two questions. One, what color is it? And two, would it fit a Samoan in their passenger seat?
A hunky Samoan? White. And yes, I think the Samoan would probably fit in the front seat. Next to me. So I'll tell you, the reason I got the white one is I got a 2012 because I got like $4,000 off.
Oh, sure.
And the colors that were available were red, white, and black.
Okay.
And I chose the white for a couple of reasons. I like white cars, and also because the dashboard and the steering wheel in these cars are the same color as the outside of the car.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
So I have a nice, nice shiny white dashboard and a white steering wheel.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say that I don't have a name for the car, and I know that Nufei are very good at naming your car, so... What do you think I should name it?
Oh dear, I don't think you should be asking someone else to name your car. That's a thing you need to come up with on your own, you know. Or I have to at least meet the car before naming it.
Okay, I'll be right over.
All right, you head on over. Does anyone have questions for John about his Fiat 500?
What is your fuel economy with that much freeway driving?
I think it's posted or advertised as 31.38.
Well, that's pretty good. That's a decent amount.
Yeah.
What's that in English?
miles per hour, 31.38 per hour.
I think it's something like 6 or 7 liters per 100 kilometers.
Okay.
But don't quote me on that.
Yeah, it's probably less than that. Mine average is about 7.5, and it's 2 liter.
Uh-huh.
So do you guys have time for me to tell a little story about what happened to me yesterday in the car?
Yes, we do. But John, I'm going to disconnect you and call you again because you're being robotic.
John, take a moment. Are you on a USB mic?
Yes.
Okay. When Faye disconnects the call, unplug your microphone, give it a count of 10, plug it back in.
Okay.
And that might improve things a bit.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll just give you 10 or 15 seconds, John.
Okay.
Well, we've got a conversation that's happening in the chat room, and Daniel has a question about a police incident. Daniel, you want to elaborate on that? Which police incident are you talking about? So,
I'll play the whole music here.
Yes, the little Scotty Battler wants to know if the Daniel in the chat room is actually Daniel J. Brewer or not, which inquiring minds want to know.
Well, he's not being sarcastic, so he probably isn't.
Hi.
The chat room's going off tonight. It's crazy. I can't even keep up with it.
Hi, John.
Hi, can you hear me better now?
Oh, yeah, you're terrific. Yes. Okay, folks, let's hear John's story. What happened to you, John, and then we'll get to the chat room drama.
What happened to me was very distressing. I was driving to work yesterday in the new car with the manual transmission, which is important to the story. And I was approaching I have to cross this big bridge in Boston to go to work. And the traffic was stop and go because one of the lanes was closed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in, first gear and inching forward little by little, second gear and shifting, and suddenly I feel a little tap on my back bumper. Very, very light. I knew immediately there was no problem. So I turned around and looked out the back window, and there was a woman kind of gesticulating.
Oh, good God!
A little. So she got out of her car. She approached me. I lowered the window, and she said, "You hit me."
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, and I said, no, you hit me. And so this went back and forth for a couple of minutes, and then she returned to her car, and as she was returning to her car, I made the fatal mistake of telling her to fuck off.
Oh, good God. Not very gentlemanly, John.
No, it wasn't. And so I decided that I would just sort of inch along in the traffic, and I started to do that, and I noticed that she was not moving at all. Uh-oh. So I got like 4 or 5 car lengths in front of her, And then I saw from the rearview mirror that she got out of her car and didn't walk, but she ran at full speed up to my car. I'm starting to get a little frightened here.
Yeah.
And when she reached my car, she pounded on the window, the driver's side window, with her fist really hard.
Wow.
And said, "Massachusetts State Police."
You're kidding me.
No, I am not kidding. I'm not kidding. So I opened the window and she said, "You are rolling back. You have a manual transmission. You are rolling back." And I said, "I wasn't aware of that." And and then she screamed at the top of her voice, "Pull over now." So in this big traffic jam, I had to pull over. She got back into her car, activated the siren, and pulled up behind me and asked for my license and registration and identified herself as Officer Sullivan.
Hmm.
And she was plainclothes. She was in an unmarked car. And she took my license and registration, went back to the car, her car, and then came back a few minutes later and gave it to me and said, "If there's any damage to my car, you will be charged." And then she left. That was it. I was terrified.
How bizarre.
Yeah, it was.
So she took all your details.
Yep.
She didn't give you, did she give you a ticket or she summons did not, or anything?
Nope. She did not give me a ticket. And she did not even really identify. She didn't present her ID or anything.
Yeah.
And so I'm assuming that, you know, what she calmed down, she probably realized that she should not have done what she did.
Right.
And it's just going to let the whole thing go, and I'm going to do the same thing, even though some people at work told me I should report her.
Right.
So that's my story.
She didn't really follow proper police procedure, did she?
I don't think so.
Why would she come running after you? Why wouldn't she just...
She did that, I think, because I think her first approach was probably as like a private citizen, you know, off duty, maybe, you know,
right,
little minor accident. And then when I, you know, when I swore at her, she got pissed off and decided to exert her authority.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, isn't that interesting? So how are you feeling now?
Well, I'm okay now. That day when I got to work, I was kind of rattled the whole day. But I'm okay now.
Interesting. Well, and is your car okay?
The car is okay. It had not a scratch.
Well, I've seen the little Fiats, and I can't imagine you did any damage whatsoever.
I mean, when you roll back, like that, what do you roll back? A couple of inches, maybe? You know, she was probably driving very close to me. I don't know.
Well, she was probably following too close anyway. Even if you're in a traffic jam, you want to give people, you know, plenty of room.
Right.
Okay. Well, does anyone have any questions for John and his new Fiat 500? Anyone? Laughing Buddha, did you figure out what the question in the chat room was all about?
Well, apparently this was the police incident that Daniel was referring to. So that's kind of what I've figured out here.
Right, okay.
The consensus in the chat room is that this woman was a fake.
But she had flashing lights.
And a siren.
Well, still, I mean, if a peace officer is in plain clothes, the procedure is to identify them and present credentials of some sort. She never did that.
She was wearing a blue polo shirt, and it had an emblem on the upper left breast, which says Massachusetts State Police, and she had a tiny little badge on her belt.
I'm still a little bit dubious.
Really?
Yeah.
You could buy that at the gift store.
Yeah, you could go online to Cafe Press and make yourself a polo shirt with something like that.
Wow, so she maybe was just a crazy, crazy woman getting her jollies.
Maybe you never know.
Maybe she was trying to pick up what she thought was a handsome Italian stranger.
You know what? I don't think so she was a pretty lesbianic.
she was what?
Lesbianic.
Oh, lesbianic.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, well. Okay, John, thanks for the story.
You're welcome.
Someone else who's had a story revolving around cars and bumping in the night is Ozzy, Scotty the Little Ozzy Battler. Now, you've got a lot going on here, Mr. Battler.
Do I?
What are we going to do with you here? Now, we want to know, whatever happened to the job in the Outback? Did you just said, to hell with that, I'm not doing it? Or did they call you back and say, we found someone else? We're a little ghosty on our timelines here.
Yeah. Sorry, I probably should do a podcast, but I said I can't really decide in 2 days, and then she emailed me back to say that's okay because we're advertising because we want someone with experience. And then a week later, she emailed me to say we're interviewing someone tomorrow. And actually, by that stage, I'd already heard that I got this job I'm starting next week. And then she emailed me two or three days ago to say, we found someone, thanks anyway, good luck, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end she put, but we'll keep your information because you never know when things change. I was just like, oh my goodness, you're so scatterbrained. So that job wasn't, probably if I'd pushed it right from the beginning, I could have just, gone there.
Right.
But they really wanted someone with some experience.
Mm-hmm. So now, instead of that, now you've gotten yourself tied up in a temporary job then.
Yes, it's a contract job for 2 months.
Now, is this with the same company?
This is with the state government.
Okay, so this is different, and it's very short-term.
Yes, and I've left my job I've had for the last year and a half with hunky Samoans parading around, and that contract was finishing on the 28th of June anyway, but it probably would have been renewed, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought, I've got to get something legal on my CV, so...
Yeah.
Goodbye, hunky Samoan at work, and hello, 2 month contract. Right. So yes, then I fly to America, spend probably thousands of dollars more than I've already spent, and then I come back, and I'm either unemployed or the government contract has a chance of a 3 month extension.
And when do you think you might hear about the 3 month extension? At the end or in the middle?
Yeah, probably in the middle towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
Because we currently have a very bad new government in control of Queensland. So a lot of, I think, about 12 or 14,000 public servants were sacked last year and the beginning of this year.
Hmm. My goodness. So now, before we get into the Samoan part of this story... Is it wise for you to be coming to America after having only 2 months of work? Well, I mean, can you back out and get refunds on all these flights you've been booking? I'm very concerned.
I think you can chop off the end of that question and just say, is it wise coming to America? And the answer, of course, is no. But that doesn't stop people, does it?
True.
There's probably gun-crazed people everywhere. Five-year-olds just blowing people away.
Yeah, but, five-year-olds blowing away two-year-olds.
That's right. It's crazy out there. But
she was probably coming right at him.
Yeah, that's right. She obviously hadn't read the Constitution, otherwise she would have known it's his right to blow her away.
Well, did you see what she was wearing? I mean, she was asking for it.
That's true.
Derailed so quickly.
All American politics aside, I'm. We're concerned, Scotty. I'm worried about you.
I don't have. Actually, that's something I've got to do today and tomorrow, is buy travel insurance. I haven't bought any travel insurance yet. So, should I just decide whimsically that I don't want to go? I'm sure that I definitely can't get all my money back on all the tickets that I've bought. I don't know what the percentage would be. If I buy travel insurance in the next day or two and then go to work in this new job, and then they offer me a 3-month extension to the contract, and then possibly they write some sort of letter saying, we forbid you from going on holidays because you've got this job, then maybe I could kind of do an insurance claim and get the money back or something.
Right.
Now, I haven't yet told the government that I'm going to America, so I'm just going to spring that on them this week.
Right. Good. does anyone have any questions for Scotty about his trip to America or the job?
No, he should just delay it until September.
Yeah.
Oh, September's a terrible time of year.
Why are you and you seem to be very tied up in this is it the United Church conference you're coming to?
Yeah, a Metropolitan Community Church.
Metropolitan. So now what is your connection here? It seems like an interesting thing for someone to be doing. What is this conference about and why is it so important to you?
I don't really know what it's about. It's like every 3 years they'd have a sort of a worldwide conference, and it's I suppose not really the only, but I guess the biggest sort of gay accepting church denomination. So I just thought I'd go because it should be fun. And like everything that's American, it's very American centric. So of course it is planned in the most expensive time to go to America because they don't really care about anybody else outside of America. So it's right in the middle, in the first week of July, going over the 4th of July, where absolutely everything is super expensive.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So I'm getting totally ripped off on going to the States in July instead of going in September or October when it's cheap. Actually, September's not cheap either, but...
cheaper.
Anyway, it's slightly cheaper, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, so now let's just back up a little bit. Let's back up a week or two to what we heard about on your show, that you had a little personal encounter with the person, the Samoan boy, and he's not exactly gay, right?
Right.
But you managed to partake of some party favors together.
he was gay for pay.
He was gay for pay. And it wasn't even pay. I did drive him 40 minutes home.
That's right. So
that was a good $3 in petrol probably.
Well, and wasn't it saving him like $60 for a taxi?
Yeah, that's true. So I guess it was worth $60. I tell you, that's the best $60 I ever spent, and I didn't even spend it.
So now, the weekend after all of this occurred, what was the environment when you went back to work? What was the response? Well, is everyone okay?
Somebody... was that Big Fatty falling off the wagon?
Possibly.
That could have been Big Fatty falling off the wagon. John, are you all right?
Yes, I'm okay.
All right.
Oh, it's the East Coast reverberating.
That's what happens when good vodka goes to waste.
Yeah.
Okay, Scotty, so you went back to work the next week.
No, wait. Back it up. Back it up.
I beg your pardon. Sorry.
Beep, now, beep, beep.
I'm sure when I tell you this, you're all going to see why the whole I'm not gay thing, don't tell anyone this is a big secret, is a total lie. Because guess what I found in my car the next morning, i.e. Saturday morning at about 8 o'clock?
Okay, we know you found his phone.
Yes. Exactly. It's the oldest trick in the book.
Did it have Grindr on it?
Well, unfortunately, it's got a pink coat. So I thought, I'm going to open this and I'm going to find all those secret photos that 22-year-olds take of themselves. But no, it was locked.
Hmm.
And I didn't know any Chinese hackers to unlock it. So, so I had to see him that day. So I drove back down to practically Sydney, near where Artie Cruiser lives, and dropped his phone off.
Oh, my God, he's not from Ipswich, is he?
No comment.
Oh, no, Scotty.
No, he's on this side. He's in Logan.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
The only thing worse could be a Nala.
Okay, you guys.
We're losing them.
You're breaking up, RT. Yes, I definitely didn't hear that suburb mentioned. Definitely no comment.
Well, aren't there only like 6 cities in Australia?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there are only 12 provinces. I mean, how many could it be?
13.
Oh, that's right. And a protectorate or something, right?
Sorry? No, there's only 6 states and 2 territories.
Yeah.
Okay, getting back to the Samoan.
Anyway, so I saw him that day, and he was totally fine, and we chatted for 5 or 10 minutes, and I drove off into the sunset. And then I saw him Monday at work, and he's totally normal.
Hmm.
So he's been pretty normal, although he has been... there's another gay guy that works in my department, and we often, the three of us, sort of email each other and make jokes. And some of the jokes are slightly PG-rated about chocolate bars and hunky Samoans. So the last week he has been replying a little bit less to some of those emails.
Mm.
I don't know, maybe he's scared of being attacked in the toilets or something.
Right. But now you're gone. So this is your last day. Are you likely to see him again? Will he be calling you at 2 o'clock in the morning some other night, needing a ride home? A quote, air quotes, ride?
He's the one who wanted me to ride on him, actually.
Right.
But,
it's okay. Your podcast was very graphic. People, if you want to know all the details,
go
over to littleaussiebattler.net. If you read between the lines, you could figure out what was going on in that little Toyota Echo. By the way, I'm going to put a picture of that car up in the chat room so people know exactly what you can do in or exactly how much room you need.
Did I mention in the podcast that we got out of the car and went into the park?
No, you scamp, you.
No. I didn't want to mention that because it was too rude.
Well, give us some details now, then.
No way. It was
terrible. Did you drop your keys and have to go searching for them?
No, luckily. But when it was obvious that the Echo was just way too small for a big, fat, white guy and a broad, muscular Samoan, he said, "Come on, let's get out." And I was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Let's go into the park." And I was like, anyway, you know, what could I say? Except, okay, I'll do whatever you say. So we, like, walked 10 meters into the park. And, you know, he has brownish skin, but, you know, I am fluorescent white. And I'm pretty sure that there was just this big white blob in the park glowing at night. And as Artie Cruiser would attest, it's getting cold at the moment. So as I walked 10 meters totally with nothing on, it was freezing cold. Anyway, that only lasted 5 minutes because nothing was really happening. And I think even he in his state was like, it's a bit cold. So, yes, back into the car.
Yeah, Scotty, I've got one question.
Mm-hmm.
Do did your balls touch? Because we all know it's not gay if your balls don't touch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they would have.
Oh, dear. Well, you know, he can protest he's straight as much as he wants.
Well, yeah, there's so many, anyway, there's so many things I want to say, but I have to protect the innocent, and that's me, by the way, and the guilty. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know, any other questions?
I have a question. What color is the Echo?
Beautiful, white as the driven snow.
I asked because I owned an Echo at one time.
Oh, wow.
Now the,
yeah, it's white, John.
The North American Echo is slightly different from the Australian Echo.
Oh, okay.
If you're in the chat room, John, I put a picture in the chat room of Scotty's car.
I'm not there because, you know, I can only do one thing at a time.
Yeah. It looks more like, what do they call them here? Like a Honda Fit.
Oh, okay.
That kind of a squarish or buggy look.
Yep.
Yeah, I think you guys only got the Echo sedan, which is a bit bigger.
Right.
But didn't, in America, was it called the Yaris back
That's
then?
That's right. Yes.
And then, no, because the Yaris came after the Echo.
Yes.
It did here too.
Yeah. But our Yaris is Scotty's Echo.
Okay.
Yeah. Loosely, anyway. I mean, if you saw Scotty's Echo, you'd say, hey, that's a Yaris.
Uh-huh.
Basically, though, it's a piece of junk. It's economical, but it's a terrible car, and I can't wait to get rid of it. Especially need a bigger... I want to get that Fiat 500, but, oh, gee, how two people going to fit in that passenger seat? I know, but it looks cool.
You need to pick something up while you're over in the States.
Yes! That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. We'll get you a nice big car.
I can't afford the petrol for a yank tank.
It's only money.
If you keep picking up boys at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm sure you'll be able to drum up a bit of cash, especially if you provide the service you've been giving them.
That's right. You know, you could start a whole new revenue stream by offering taxi cab rides and handsies.
That is definitely true. But can I say, if any money had been exchanged from the hunky Samoan, that possibly he would have wanted a refund at the end of the night, because I was just not prepared for those shenanigans at 2 o'clock in the morning.
It is awfully unusual. I think this is the most bizarre thing, is a quote-unquote straight guy coming on to or someone like that. Has anyone had this occur? Anyone else other than Scotty?
Oh, yeah.
Had straight boys?
Thanks, RT. Was it a Samoan?
No, it was the company secretary where I worked. He was married with children. Then we went out for 7 years.
Whoa.
We were like the power couple of the office. there was a bit of scandal to get through, but, you know, we survived.
So did he leave his wife?
Yeah.
Okay. you homewrecker.
Homewrecker.
Homewrecker, yeah.
What about you, John? Have you ever been propositioned by a quote-unquote straight man?
Yes.
Do you want to share more? No.
Well, it was in the 70s, and I was working at a music school, and he was one of the students at the music school.
Mm-hmm.
Very handsome guy, and he just liked once in a while to go the other way.
Step out, yep.
Yep.
Laughing Buddha, what notches do you have on your belt?
I have several of the, I think I might be bi curious, can you help me try and figure this out?
Right.
Yeah.
I can only ever remember Thomas, who was a German hitchhiker that I picked up on a road trip. And by all intents, he appeared to be as straight as anyone else, but it's not necessarily so.
Don't you think it's weird? Where was that?
That was on a trip that I went from the interior of British Columbia over to Vancouver Island, where we never got to go when Laughing Buddha was here.
Perhaps next time.
Perhaps. It's a route that I cherish, actually. I always think of Tomas when I drive up. We have what we call the Vancouver, the Island Highway.
A route or a route?
It's a route. And that thing you pull out of the ground is a route.
English Canadian. I think Americans say route, don't they?
No, route. Oh. No, I think it depends on what part of America, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So was Tomas, did Tomas speak English with a German accent?
Oh, yes. He had surprisingly good English, like pretty good. I would say 80% good. And he was just a beautiful 21-year-old, blue-eyed, brown-haired, curly, you know, flop mop. Skinny kid. He was delightful.
Mm-hmm. Faye, how did you get to the point of you picked up a hitchhiker to flop it out, big fella?
We stayed in the same room. We were staying. I was couch hopping, I guess, with friends on my way up the island. And we stayed in the basement in the same room of this house of a friend of mine. And we had the basement to ourselves, and something happened.
And one thing led to another.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me that. So I've had, you know, I've told a couple of people, you know, about this Samoan incident, and I have said to them, I cannot imagine ever, no matter how drunk I was, especially if I wasn't even really that drunk, just being with some girl and thinking, you know what, I'm kind of horny, so even though I'm totally gay, who cares? Hey, you're a girl, but I'm slightly horny. Go for it, and ripping my clothes off. I just can't imagine that.
Me either.
Is that weird?
Me either.
Well, but
I think there are people who are, you know, there are people who are more bisexual than you and me.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't you have to pretend you were straight when you were in school? Because I've had sex with many women. Hordes of them.
Oh my God.
But I did it because it was, I mean, you're young and horny, I think. Don't you think the male sexual drive is more open to whatever suggestion than the female drive would be, though?
No.
No.
I never, it was never offered when I was in that young, overly horny stage, so I never had any girl try it, so. Mm. But I can't imagine that I would have gone, okay. But, yeah.
Yeah, no.
I was in the closet, but I was a good Christian boy, so.
Right. RT Cruiser, what are you going on about over there?
Oh well, I'm Gold Star. I've never even
really Gold Star. Huh. That's interesting to me. Laughing Buddha.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever pleasured a woman?
No.
Really? Am I the only one? What's the matter with me?
Well, I tried. Say. At one point, but it just, it really didn't do it for me.
Right. John, you were saying?
I was going to say, Faye, you are the man I always wanted to be.
Oh, that's sweet.
Because you did it.
I enjoyed it too, I have to say. It wasn't completely arduous, but I think it was more about the giving of the pleasure than the mechanics of the whole, you know, that thing down there.
Ooh, yeah, that thing.
No, well, like Poppy just said, that That's where cooties come from. Everyone knows that.
Yeah. Oh, dear. The chat room is just going crazy right now, people.
Don't say anything negative about vaginas, because Brenda Boo is in the chat room and she might be listening. I love vaginas, Brenda. I think they are beautiful.
No, they scare me. All those teeth and everything? No.
Who is raped in New Jersey? Is that Gavin?
Gavin. That's Gavin.
That sounds like it. Gavin. Well, you know, folks, I don't know. I guess we should end on a high note.
That's right. Let's take our exit. Ladies and gentlemen, good night.
So let's read the chat room before they turn their names back to something more gracious. Laughing Buddha. That's right. Can you tell us who's been here?
Yes. Well, Big Fatty has been here. Brenda Boo is probably about ready to slaughter us all. We have Moose, pillaged in Canada, raped in New Jersey, that Peter G. and Toppy Smelly. So thank you, everyone, for joining us for this edition of the Pink Wheelnuts Garage. Faye, would you like to introduce and say goodbye to our guests and where we might find them?
Yes, I will. So, everyone, you can just give your details about where, how we can find you, either on Twitter or the interwebs. Scotty, the little Aussie battler.
That's me. Where? LittleAussieBattler.net, and probably be a podcast coming out in the next few days.
Very good. Ranger John, where can we find you, sir?
The Dark Forest is my podcast, and it's at dfranger.blogspot.com.
Terrific. And RT Cruiser, how can we find you, sir?
You can just find me on Twitter at RT Cruiser.
And good luck with getting Augusta back in service.
Yes, will.
Yeah, good luck.
I am. And thank you, everyone who joined me on the call tonight here for telling us about your new cars. I hope you're enjoying them, and it sounds like you are, all of you. So... and thanks for telling us about them. I, of course, am the Faye Driver. You can hear me here on the Pride 48 Network every bloody Friday that I feel like it at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check out the Pink Wheelnuts podcast at pinkwheelnuts.com. And the man who always has the last word on the Pink Wheelnuts garage, it is the Laughing Buddha, sir.
That's right. I am the Laughing Buddha, and you can find my podcast, The Scooter Diaries, on the interwebs at thescooterdiaries.net. And until next time, do take care.
Pink Wheelnuts Garage.